I used to do some work with the St. Mary Mead Garden and Theatre Club. I was amazed at the way it brought some people out of their shells. Out, I say. One, two. Why, then, 'tis time to do it. Hell is murky. Fie, my lord, fie. A soldier and afeard? What need we fear that knows it, when none can call our power to account? Yet who would have thought the old man to have so much blood in him?
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. Today is the birthday of legendary American actress Helen Hayes, born in 1900 in Washington, D.C. The first of only four women to have received all four entertainment awards, an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony, she acted from age 5 to 85. She first appeared on Broadway at age 8, and over the next several years she received much acclaim for her performances. With the expansion of movies in Hollywood, Hayes moved to California to pursue films. In 1931, she won a Best Actress Academy Award for The Sin of Madeleine Claudet. She also received accolades for her Broadway performances as Mary Queen of Scots and Queen Victoria in the 1930s. Offstage, she was devoted to her family. She married playwright Charles MacArthur in 1928. They welcomed a daughter, Mary, 2 years later. The family settled in Nyack, New York, a short time afterward, and adopted a son, James, in 1939. After decades in the theater, Helen Hayes won her first Tony Award in 1947 for Happy Birthday. She also had a chance to share the stage with her daughter Mary about this same time. The pair appeared in Alice Sit by the Fire in 1946 and Good Housekeeping in 1949. Sadly, Mary began to feel ill during the run of this production and soon learned that she had polio. She died a short time later. Helen Hayes and her husband dealt with their grief in different ways. She dedicated herself to raising funds for polio research, and he descended deeply into alcoholism. She suffered another loss in 1956 with the death of her husband. She soon channeled her heartbreak into her work. She appeared with Ingrid Bergman in Anastasia, and a few years later she picked up her second Tony Award for another royal role in Time Remembered with Richard Burton. She retired from the stage in the early 1970s after discovering that she was allergic to the dust often found in theaters, but she didn't stop acting. She won her second Oscar for the 1970 film Airport, and she made numerous television appearances over the years. She had guest roles on such shows as The Love Boat, Highway to Heaven, and Hawaii 5-0, in which her son James starred as Detective Dano Williams. One of Helen Hayes's final triumphs came in 1990 with the publication of her autobiography, My Life in Three Acts. This memoir became a bestseller. By early 1993, her health had started to fail, and she was admitted to a New York hospital in early March with congestive heart failure. She died there on March 17, 1993. She was 92 years old. That June, her son led a tribute to Helen at a New York theater. More than 1,500 people turned out to honor her, including Douglas Fairbanks, Jr., Tony Randall, Lynn Redgrave, and Jason Robards. The tiny actress was remembered for her impressive career and her kindness. According to the Los Angeles Times, she once attributed her success to her own every woman appeal. I was once the typical daughter, she said, and then the easily recognizable wife, and after that the quintessential mother. Maybe I'm just the triumph of plain Jane. Hardly that. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 10th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.